Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. Well, I'm in a special place today. Grace Haven Assisted Living in Grace Haven in Madison here. And Grace Haven Assisted Living, one of our fine sponsors here on Q92. And Jen Gilliard. Okay. Gilliard joins me. Jen runs and owns the Grace Haven. No.
I manage the facility. And Deb and Dave Warner, my mom and stepdad, they own the facility. So we are privately owned, and we've been around since January of 2011.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to tell you, a wonderful place here you have. Tell us a little bit about the history of it, how it got started.
Oh, well, we as a family were looking to invest in a business, and we came across the old Circle B, which was shut down, and decided to purchase the building, and we spent about 6 months redoing everything in the building. And writing all of our policies and procedures and getting our licensing and, just getting everything set so we could operate as an assisted living.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're located in a good spot. Actually, I'm looking out the window and I can see the Madison Memorial Baseball Field.
Yeah, so the residents love to watch what's going on over there, especially since we had the straight line winds come through, and it was destroyed. So they were able to see, all the new construction that's going on there. It's pretty cool. And the winds, they actually kind of jumped over us. All around us there was damage, but we got very little damage here during that time.
Yeah. I remember that storm. I was standing outside.
It was pretty scary. We were at dinner here and didn't hardly have enough time to do what we had to do to get to safety. So thank goodness.
All right. So it's been in your family since what year again, Jen?
2011.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, tell us a little bit about Grace Haven Assisted Living here. How many rooms you have and things like that?
We are an assisted living facility, and we have 10 resident rooms here. Okay. We currently have 7 of them filled, so we do have a few rooms open for occupancy. It's very much a home-like setting. We do everything from scratch for all of our meals. We get 3 meals a day, snacks, and, throughout the day if people are like, I don't know about you, but I snack throughout the day too, or through the night. If somebody wants to get up and have something, we always have something available that's, home-cooked, and coffee's always on, actually. And if it's not, I can make a pot in about 5 minutes.
Are you a coffee drinker?
I am.
So am I. Mm-hmm. I am too. So, quite a place here. You have a lot of activities for the residents too.
We do. We're able to tier it towards the residents because we are, have a smaller base. So whatever somebody likes to do, and you can actually hear all the commotion in the background that's in and out of people coming in and out all the time. And, some people like to just stay in and watch movies. Some like to go out to the community. And it's great that we have a bus service in town here to help with that. We have the local, the medical center here, the clinic, and Big Stone Therapies, and so they're able to.
They can come here, but
we encourage people to go up there and utilize, the local businesses and services we have in town here. So,
as I'm looking out the window, talk about your yard that you've done here. This is kind of an improvement since the last time I've been here.
Absolutely. So we had a memorial from a family that their mother was here, and they donated to put up this fenced-in yard to do some trees, furniture, plants. We're going to be having a memorial bench for their mom, actually from the city here, the ones that are, And I mean, we do a lot of veggies. The residents love to prep those veggies for freezing. So we have fresh veggies, fresh frozen veggies that are homegrown all year round.
So the residents can go outside and, you got them raised garden beds or whatever? And so they each have their own garden, or
they work it out between themselves. And every summer, it's been a little different based off of because we've had different people in and out, and what they want to grow, or what flowers they want to plant. It's kind of nice to be able to bring it down to an individualized level for each person. It makes them feel important and loved, and like they're at, they're second home, basically.
That's right. a wonderful place to live. And you're actually a stepping stone between your home and maybe full time.
Yep, we are kind of a stepping stone in between being at home and being where there's more care, like in a nursing home. It's more of a, it's assisted living. It's not total care living. So.
All right. What other services do you provide, Jen?
Well,
don't name them again.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, we help with whatever the resident service plans are that they need. We help with everybody's individual on what they need. But, you know, we have got the clinics up here. The doctors manage the cares for the most part. The drugstore handles the meds. Okay. Big Stone Therapy has been a big help with our clients, and they come in here and they do it, like I said, at their facility too, depending on what the resident needs, or maybe it's bad weather and the resident's like, I don't really want to go out today. Can they come here? And they're so good about accommodating that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Talk about meals here then.
All of our meals are prepped by our night staff. We have 24/7 awake staff. So they're, it's kind of cool. The dietary, the nurse manager, my mom, Deb Warner, she will sit down with the residents about once a month and say, what do you guys think we want to do for a menu for the next month? Nice. So they look through recipes like magazines and recipe books, and they said, let's try this or let's try that. And we actually have a running photocopied three-ring binder that's about 8 inches thick of different things that we've tried and that they want to try, and try and just and if there's something on the menu that somebody doesn't like, we always have an option to do something different. And we're able to handle different dietary needs too here.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Mm-hmm. You have a couple television rooms?
Absolutely. We have a den, which is what we're in right now, which is a little smaller area. So if they need a sensory deprivation type of thing, they can come in here, close the doors, and watch TV in here. Absolutely can watch TV in their rooms. We have the living room. We do movies. Whenever, you know, it's not like every Friday night we do a movie, but oftentimes I'm asked when I'm working, hey, can we do a movie? And because I know I have all those subscriptions on my phone, so I can cast the new movies and they can get to see those and not have to wait for the theater even sometimes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And, of course, each person has their own room.
Yes, they have their own room. It's a Jack and Jill room, basically. So there's a room in the middle. There's a toilet and a sink, and then there's another room.
Okay.
And then we do have a shower room, which has a walk-in bathtub with Whirlpool jets. And the staff usually assist. We assist with that. What their needs on there, but if there is some independence in their service agreement, they're able to handle themselves too. That's fine.
Okay.
We do allow for that.
Good. All right. As just about every business, you're looking for help.
I am looking for help.
Yeah.
We just, our board just met last week actually, and we decided to do quite a hefty increase in our hourly wages to our home health aides. You do not even need your CNA to work here. So we are actually going to be starting out at $18 an hour for people that are either part-time or full-time, whichever shift it is. And you know, that's a pretty big decision for, you know.
What are some of the job responsibilities, or are they different?
They're the same. Okay. Your home health aide, resident needs and cares are first.
Okay.
And then there's cooking and cleaning, medication administration. Maybe there's some exercises you need to do with somebody that, you know, has been ordered by the therapists.
Okay.
You do activities. You get to sit and watch a movie with them.
There
you get to play card games, marbles. You know, we have a fun time here.
Yeah. I can tell that when I come in. So if people want to talk to you more about that, how can they get a hold of you?
You can absolutely stop in. Or you can call. My direct dial is 320-321-4067. I also accept text messages on that number.
Okay.
The general number for the facility here is 320-598-7557.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, Jen, it's always a pleasure to sit down and visit with you, and you always give me a tour with the residents and stuff every holiday season, and I'm sure the residents are going to be busy decorating the place. Huh?
Oh, every holiday we decorate, yeah. You know, and they have a good time, and we always have the celebration meals, you know, so they get people, yeah, families will come, awesome. You know, if the residents can't leave to go, you know, wherever, and we make whatever work,
Yeah. All right. Well, I want to thank you personally for you've been a long time. Gracehaven Assisted Living has been a long time sponsor of Focus on the Family on KLQP Monday through Friday. You hear it every morning, and we appreciate you being the sponsor for that. It's a great program.
Thank you. We think it's a great program, too. Yeah.
All right, Jen, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Jen Gilliard from Gracehaven Assisted Living here in Madison.